For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, here on AM 1150, your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Bob Wirth joining us. We'll be talking policy, but also Bob doing some reflection this year at Commodity Classic.
I was co-chair of this event many years ago, but this is an event that is amazing. This year is going to set all kinds of records. It's a wonderful venue to have, but I didn't know what Houston was going to look like. But when we're here, it's actually fairly easy to get around. The trade show is easy to get to. It's just very, very friendly to walk around. Some commodity classics you put tons and tons of miles on just to get point A to point B. This one is not near as bad, so that part's really good. And the exhibits are at the trade floor is unreal. I mean, two levels of exhibitors, and then also learning sessions. Everything is good, and you meet so many great people. It is fun to sit down and reminisce. And I've seen people, this classic I haven't seen for 20 years.
Yeah, I've heard numbers over 10,000 or something even prior to the first day, but it's a show where you find yourself wearing many hats, and as president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, this is where you have a chance to talk some policy, correct?
We talk a lot of policy. I mean, we spend a couple days working on policy with fellow farmers in the state of Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, New York. We all get together for a caucus, and we talk about the policy that's presented. And then Saturday we'll get together as a big group, and all the delegates sit down and we vote on a policy, a roadmap on where we're going to go with the American Soybean Association in Washington, D.C. for the next year. So it's really a good time to get together with policy, but also a good time to see friends.
The groundwork of policy starts even way before Commodity Classic, Bob.
Way before. I mean, it starts in your county level. Person in the county can bring a resolution forward and take it to the state of Minnesota, and if it's a national issue, we put it right towards Commodity Classic. So it goes all the way from Lincoln County, Minnesota, all the way to Washington, D.C., and that's what grassroots policy work is all about.
Where do you see some of the priorities leading to here for the year ahead?
You know, Farm Bill. I mean, we're still talking about crop insurance, Farm Bill, what we want. There's always new resolutions coming forward and on the Farm Bill, on crop insurance, all this stuff. Conservation, we still talk a lot about conservation. We're talking about H2A, something that we haven't talked about forever, about H2A is people that come like from South Africa to work in the United States. They want to come here. They want to work. They want to learn about American agriculture. So this is what they do. And so it's getting very tough to get them over here. And it's not their choice. It's our government's policy work that it makes it very difficult. And it's very expensive for our people that have them. It gets very expensive.
You know, Bob, I think H2A gets lumped in with immigration reform, then it's two different deals.
It's completely different. These people want to come here, and they want to work. And they want to learn the American way of agriculture so they can take it back to their country. I mean, some people come back year after year after year because they actually can become a family. But this is something that they're learning from the American farmer. No better way to learn than from American farmer to take back to educate their own people.
Minnesota Soybean Growers President Bob Wirth joining us. Bob, I think when you mentioned Farm Bill too, I had a farmer tell me he was visiting with a state legislator and just trying to educate them on the cost of a new combine or pieces of equipment, and he tried to correlate into even why a Farm Bill on a national level is so necessary, because you need some protection, you need a safety net, and quite honestly, he said, they were unaware of maybe the inputs and the investment that farmers do make.
That's very true, because when you go to the state capitol in St. Paul, they don't have a clue what agriculture is about, especially a lot of people in the House. There's not many farmers left in the House of Representatives or our Senate that understand agriculture. They think they can go to the grocery store and get all the food they want. It's just there. And it's so wrong, because that's what we need as farmers need to step up and do a lot more talking about what you do for a living. I mean, because there's no better way to educate those people than from a farmer. Because we live it day in and day out, and we don't do anything. You know, we're not extravagant. We don't have any money. I mean, there's not much money in agriculture. It's a fantastic life, but it's just not a very lucrative occupation. And so that's why we can just educate them and talk to them. I mean, I love it when anybody comes to our farm. I had Senator Klobuchar and I had Representative Fischbach at our farm. I'd love to have them all come to our farm and just talk to them on how agriculture is. I know Senator Klobuchar didn't have a clue what a tractor cost or what a combine cost. I mean, they just don't have a clue. And so when they heard about the prices, they were absolutely shocked. So, I mean, it's education, and no better way to have it done than through a farmer.
And it's so good to clarify that, too, because, Bob, if a farmer's listening and saying, well, geez, if I, you know, have a story or something, what kind of impact is that going to make? And then when you magnify it with being a part of an association, too, I mean, I've had legislators refer back to a farm visit or a story 1, 2, 3 years after the fact when they're talking in D.C. or even locally in the state.
Oh, I know. That's something that's very, very important that they do that. You know, they will call you. I mean, I have representatives and senators actually call me, or their top aides will call me and ask me, what do you think about this? Is this going to be a good policy, or how can we change that to benefit farmers? What a better way to do it than talk to a farmer to get some good input. And they do, and they love sitting down and talking to a farmer.
Bob, finally, I bet you winter weather like this gets you antsy to start scratching in the field again, huh?
Oh, it certainly does. So the planter is being hooked up today. Because it's got to go through the shop yet, but it's still going to be hooked up. I mean, all our equipment has been through the shop, and it's ready. So it's a matter of time, but it's scary. When it's this nice, this early, we might get dumped on with snow, a bunch of snow, end of March, first April, and that will really make a mess as far as getting in early. But it's going to be probably good for our moisture situation, because we are still dry, so we need a lot of moisture.
So this will be year 54?
54. I don't know when the day last year will be, but you know, it is, I love what I do. You know, I got a son that's farming, so I mean, he does a lot of the heavy work. I still use my brain because he needs some input once in a while, but I just love my occupation. And I told my wife, what am I going to do when I don't farm? I don't really like to golf, and I don't like to fish. I love to farm. I love to see the seed going in the ground and watching that plant grow and have a beautiful, you know, some good crop on it. I mean, that's what I love. That's my passion. That's my love. Either that or talking politics. I have two major passions I have in the ag world: farming, ratchet production, and talking to policy people about policy that will help us in agriculture.
I'm glad you found where you can join and marry those two things together, Bob.
I can. My wife sometimes doesn't think that's a good idea because I'm gone a lot. But
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Bob Wirth joining us, and also farmer in the Lake Benton, Minnesota area, joining us here at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. This week, your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.